Hello and welcome to An Underdog Story, a walkthrough on the business of canine rehab. Each week we pull back the curtain on the intriguing world of canine rehab, from the nitty-gritty of everyday operations to sharing heartwarming success stories. We're going to dig deep into what canine rehab really looks like, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. With me, your host Anthony Skeena, a certified companion animal rehab therapist who has journeyed from the human PT world to make a difference in our furry friends' lives. Now let's get into this exciting underdog story that's waiting to be told.
Hey guys, and welcome back to An Underdog Story. I'm your host, Anthony Skeena, CCAT, and today we're diving into the adorable and sometimes messy world of puppy and kitten rehabilitation. I'm talking about tiny joints, big hearts, and the special considerations that come with rehab for our tiniest furry friends. Now, the inspiration for this episode was actually Puppy Bowl from yesterday, as well as my experience at the VMX and their really fun puppy section. And before we really dive into this topic, which I do think is really, really important for not just vets and rehab specialists, but pet owners alike, I wanted to give you guys a heads up on why there's been a little bit of a gap since my last episode. And, you know, at the end of last year and the beginning of this year, there's been a lot of fun new projects coming my way, as well as, you know, super exciting collaborations. One of them being a podcast that's actually going to complement this one, but be more on the business side for new and potential rehab specialists that have been reaching out and really asking for a little more information. So I'm excited to announce there will be a podcast coming out soon to really cater to that audience. And also I'm collaborating with Dorothy Seminars and their fun new upcoming podcast as well. This is going to go deep inside the program with instructor interviews, course descriptions, and a whole lot of other fun stuff that we're going to be able to talk about. So please stay tuned, guys, and I will have an announcement podcast on here that will give you all the details. All right, so let's get into today's episode, right? This is going to be an info-packed episode all about puppy and kitten rehabilitation. We're going to take a really deep dive into the unique considerations when dealing with our tiny four-legged patients. You'll hear about specialized injury patterns, adapted exercise approaches, and creative solutions to keep them engaged, and lots of real patient stories along the way. I'll be answering questions you've always wished you could ask directly to an expert in young animal rehab. By the end, you'll have insider knowledge to either treat your own little patients with confidence or better advocate for your puppy and kitten if they ever need post-injury care. So settle in as we cover all things puppy and kitten rehab from head to tail. First topic I always get asked, what types of injuries or issues bring puppies and kittens to rehabilitation? Well, for puppies, hypermobile joints and open growth plates lead to certain common orthopedic mishaps. High-energy play and zoomies can over-torque ligaments, meniscus tears when pivoting, overstretched tendons, or microfractures around growth regions. These all cause limping, difficulty walking for a few steps, backing off playing, or outright refusal to use the limb. In large breed pups prone to hip and elbow dysplasia, I watch for hip hiking with lameness and loss of muscle mass over the hind quarters as red flags. And of course, with working dog breeds, any sports-related leaps, jumps, or stops that caused yelps of pain or instability right after. Now, kittens deal with orthopedic trouble too, though more often I see neurological deficits, loss of balance, limb rigidity and floppiness, tremors, or difficulty landing proper footing, indicating spinal cord or brain involvement. Seizures can happen as well. Kittens also suffer joint dislocations and fractures from falls or trauma, given their daring climbing habit and still soft bone formation. And with all that said, here's a quick record review from actual recent puppy and kitten patients of mine just this past month. My puppy cases include Millie, a 7-month-old Cocker Spaniel limping on her back leg after too much frisbee chasing at a park. Winston, a 3-month-old Great Dane diagnosed with early-onset hip dysplasia. And Coco, a 5-month-old Yorkie recovering from a fractured tibia after jumping off the bed. Now, my kitten caseload shows similar injury diversity, with Oliver being an 8-week-old tabby and suffering from balance and coordination concerns, possibly cerebellar hypoplasia. Luna, a 4-month-old Siamese kitten, status post exploratory abdominal surgery for obstructed bowels, now dealing with post-op weakness and atrophy. And Mindy, a tail amputation case gone wrong with neurogenic damage affecting her hind limbs. Now, with all those cases mentioned above, puppies and kittens alike show us an array of injuries and conditions needing potential rehab input. All right, so next big topic here I get asked all the time is, how do we tailor the rehab for such young patients compared to adult animals? Well, the overarching mantra is start gentle, stay conservative. We use all the same modalities as adult rehab: stretches, compression, massage, passive range of motion, therapeutic exercise, gait training, balance work, etc. But dosage and intensity must stay modest here. During acute healing, we focus on pain modulation, preventing contracture with gentle movement and nutrition to support tissue repair. I follow all post-op guidelines to not disturb delicate mending here. As we transition into function rebuilding, we mind growth plate closure times and ligament laxity. Slow loading and graded exposure to activity avoids overstressing still soft structures. I lean on objective measures like goniometry and doctor-approved medication plans to gauge some progress here. The other huge factor is keeping them engaged in the process. Short attention spans call for creative solutions. During tabletop exercises, I intersperse gentle joint range of motion with targeting key muscle groups here through play. Hip extensions become stand up tall for a treat. Elbow flexions and scapula squeezes hide behind a quick game of tug of war. Proper body awareness develops through fun balance challenges over wobble conditions and lowering front feet onto platforms with toys. Now, me personally, I think everything works better with an owner present. Handling fear, building trust through brushing, offering pillow rests is all that matters. We coach our owners on continuing therapeutic play at home. Let's take a real case as an example here. Say hello to Zoe, the energetic lab puppy, recovering from a partial ACL tear. Here's how we tailored her rehab plan. Zoe, being a puppy, meant surgery came with risks to open growth plates. So we proceeded first with an 8-week trial of conservative care. Early on, we focused on pain relief, gentle mobility, and modulating activity. Lots of bathroom breaks on leash, only to restrict zoomies. As inflammation settled over the first 2 weeks, we introduced therapeutic play like balancing on a foam square for delicious treats or doing sit pretty holds to improve proprioception and using mini Cavaletti rails to rebuild stable gait mechanics. At week 6, We graduated to higher intensity challenges like tossing toys up sloped ramps to practice agility launches, but keeping duration short and monitoring for lameness or compensation patterns was critical given her healing ligament. Zoe's young age and injury made her case more conservative. But thanks to dedicated owners implementing our home exercise plan, she improved functioning dramatically without needing surgery. Rehab here was key both in the facility and at home. Now, for all you cat lovers out there, let's talk kitten rehab specifically. Just like handling adult cats versus more tolerant dogs, kittens too need specialized approaches. Building trust is step one. Introduction should happen slowly. Letting the kitten kind of lead here and setting the pace of handling exposure while distracting with toys and treats. Our rehab environment must appear safe and non-threatening. Routines here should stay consistent, using familiar towels, blankets, and brushing tools. Placing kittens near but not on an examination table at first while petting them normally works better than lifting them onto a surface which can induce panic. Moving stepwise here is key. And in terms of exercises, we maximize play again, keeping bouts purposeful yet short. Massage hides within the normal brushing activities. Stretches intermingle with feather wand targeting. Cavalettis lower the front paw reaches versus intimidating carriages. And cat towers or steps allow self-directed mobility practice on their preferred turf. While puppies may bound rapidly into new challenges, kittens need much more guarded progressions to establish trust in the process. Patience pays off by ensuring we do no harm, either physically or psychologically, along their unique rehab journey. Well, guys, we covered a ton of key considerations when dealing with younger populations, from typical injury patterns to tailored exercise prescriptions and play-based modalities, to building trust with our feline friends through environmental adaptations and rewards. Hopefully, you do feel better equipped to add more small furballs to your own rehab caseloads, or at least advocate for conservative rehab trials before jumping into surgery when your own pet faces early orthopedic trouble. Remember, their developing structures remain vulnerable for a reason. Gentle guidance goes a long way here. As always, connect with any last questions or client success stories, and join me next time where I'll be making a more definitive announcement about the future endeavors for this year. Thanks so much, guys, and happy rehabbing.
This is an underdog story, and thank you for joining me. I hope you've been as inspired and informed as I have been sharing it with you. And remember, in the world of canine rehab, every day is a new opportunity to turn an underdog story into a tail-wagging triumph. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe for future episodes and share to those who also might be interested on this topic. Also, send me your questions or share your own underdog stories with me to the Gmail link below. You can follow on Instagram and Facebook. That is also linked below. Check out Alpha's website. That is linked as well. Just as a disclaimer, any thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are mine and mine alone, and in no way reflect the opinion or position of any other company or organization I may be associated with.